I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Facebook CEO and founder Mark Zuckerberg appears to be changing his tune. In the past, he's downplayed how much impact he thought Facebook content could have during an election.
But we are in a new world.
That Zuckerberg just yesterday during a Facebook Live. And part of that new world he mentioned, the company's revelation that during last year's U.S. election, a Russian agency covertly placed thousands of political ads on the platform.
It is a new challenge for internet communities to have to deal with nation states attempting to subvert elections. But if that's what we must do, then we are committed to rising to the occasion.
Facebook says it's now taking several steps to, quote, protect election integrity. They include making political advertising more transparent and shutting down fake accounts. Lisa Maria Neudert is in Berlin with the Oxford Internet Institute. She studies how foreign governments and other actors use social media and other tools to influence elections. And Lisa Maria, between potential hacking of German elections that we spoke about earlier this week and now this, you're becoming a regular on The World. Any initial thoughts on Mark Zuckerberg's announcement yesterday?
Hi, yeah, and hello from Berlin. First of all, I think it is a positive sign that Facebook is sending with this. I think Mark Zuckerberg is only beginning to realize that this platform that he has built and that has been his vision and to bring people together around the world can very much be used for political propaganda, for intervention into elections. And I think Facebook is slowly starting to realize that they are not just a tech company and that are not just a media company either, but they are really a political forum where political information is shared and where political opinion is being formed. I think it's a first step. I do think it is still a long way to go, and I am interested how what they have proposed is going to translate into practice.
I mean, you've studied how computational propaganda has played out in federal elections in the U.S. and in France. Could you give us some examples of what that propaganda has looked like and whether the steps Facebook has taken could have prevented some of it?
Definitely. What we have been seeing in the elections is, on the one hand, content that is being amplified by bots. Bots are fake accounts that are then trying to manufacture a consensus by making support for a topic seem bigger than it actually is by engaging with it through likes, through comments, and then signalizing the algorithm of such social media companies that this is content that users are currently interested in, which then causes those algorithms to display more prominently. That is one strategy. And the other strategy that we have been focusing on is junk information, junk news.
And when you say junk news, you mean fake news, yeah?
Yes, and that information often is circulated by users and not by bots, because on the one hand, it's users that actually do believe that information and that are susceptible to that information. And on the other hand, obviously, there's people with an agenda behind that that want to circulate it as propaganda. So I do think targeting fake accounts is maybe one straw in the entire debate, but much more is also happening with the genuine users.
We spoke with you early this week about how computational propaganda has played out in Germany's election, which is coming up on Sunday. And the study you released on Tuesday concluded that, at least on Twitter, there really hasn't been much interference. And yesterday, Zuckerberg said the company found no interference on the Facebook side. Is this because the German government has been more vigilant?
I'm skeptical about what he said there. So on the one hand, Germans have been very aware of computational propaganda after the U.S. elections. Chancellor Merkel has actually stepped in front of the parliament in November already and has warned about bots and about junk news interfering with the elections. And so public awareness has been relatively high. But I do think that parts of why our study has found limited activity, and maybe also why Facebook now is saying there's limited activity, is that a lot of the things that are happening not in the eyes of the public, but are happening in closed groups, are happening in messenger services, which we have no insight into.
So Facebook really needs to kind of turn its focus beyond the newsfeed.
I do think they have to. And I also think it's not just Facebook. It is also very much what regulators have to do. Facebook, after all, is a private actor. And I do think that Facebook needs to step up to its responsibilities in terms of sharing the intelligence, sharing data with regulators. But Facebook itself is not a regulator.
Lisa Maria Neudert with the Oxford Internet Institute speaking with us from Berlin. Good to talk with you again. Thank you.
Thank you, Marco.